Happy day. Happy day after Valentine's Day, everybody. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is 3K12 Education Talk Radio. And thanks for being with us today on this February 15th. That's right, the day after Valentine's Day 2022. Okay, so you might be listening on the archives. It may be even later than that, than the 15th. Okay, that's okay. We get it. We're a podcast. All right, we archive all our shows over at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. That is our home website for Equity and Access. We are the voice of Equity and Access. We have a magazine called Equity and Access. Everything's over at ace-ed.org. Okay, all our podcasts are there. Great information about Equity and Access. Pre-K-12 for people, race, gender, whatever you want to talk about, we got it there. Plus, we have a new website called SELtoday.org, all about social emotional learning. That's linked over there. It's SELtoday.org, or you can link, okay, through ace-ed.org, and we hope you do. Please go over to our magazine, Equity and Access. So many people do. We appreciate it. It's a huge circulation now. All right, you click on the cover, you can read through the whole magazine at your leisure. All right, okay, it's great. And speaking of equity and access, that's what we're going to be talking about today, with an emphasis on gender. All right. And we've got friends of mine. I got to thank my good friends over at Discovery for putting this together. We've got Lauren. Are you there, Lauren?
Hi, Larry. Hi, everyone.
Nice to have you here. Lauren, pronounce your last name for me.
It's Adelich, and it's really my pleasure. I'm so excited to talk with you, Larry. Thank you for having us on to talk about our partnership with Discovery Education and Girls for Tech at MasterCard.
That's great. And to make this clear, Lauren is the Director of Talent and Community Engagement at, I should have a little drum roll here, boom, diddle, boom, MasterCard. Okay? So that's cool. That's great. Where are you located? Are you in New York?
I am born and raised in New York, still here, and very excited to continue to steward our program there.
Yes, New York City, is that what we're talking about here? It's also the name of the state.
Yes, we are.
And what part of New York were you born and raised in? This is very important always, which part?
Oh, yes, it is. Queens, New York, and very proud.
Never heard of it. Where is that? No, just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. Okay. This is a very interesting. I got to thank again my friends at Discovery Education, okay? Lauren, okay, is Director of Talent and Community Engagement at MasterCard. They have a program, we're going to talk all about this, called Girls for Tech, and that's the number four, Girls for Tech. And you can just Google Girls for Tech with the number four in there, okay, and it'll take you right to it. All right, Women in STEM, she manages MasterCard's signature education program. That's the Girls for Tech, which has educated or is educating over 1.5 million young ladies across 46 countries and territories. That's a lot. Lauren, congratulations. That's cool.
We have a mighty team of volunteers and experts that are dedicated to this, and we're very blessed for that.
I think it's wonderful. And I always like to ask this question, which people sometimes think is a funny question. What are you? Are you an educator? Are you a human resources person? What are you? Because people listening will say, well, how does that person get that job? Okay? That's a great job you have.
No, I think it's a great question. So yeah, I like to say I'm still figuring that out every day. But my background is actually in communications and now in HR, so really focused on how are we building community engagement and bringing our employees to the table, all their skill sets, especially around STEM, to support the communities where we do business. And also, you know, how are we building the talent pipeline to bring more women into organizations like MasterCard and inspire them to explore different roles around our organization.
And by the way, I love that you're doing this because although K-12 education, I want people to learn, and I want people to learn how to think, okay? Mm-hmm. But another part of pre-K-12 education is to prepare a future workforce. And I am a firm believer in that, all right? And sometimes that's very hard to do because schools are always facing budget problems, et cetera, et cetera. Not every school in the world, but a lot of them. All right? And I think it's so important for corporations like MasterCard to step in and recognize this. And they need a workforce. You guys need a workforce. And to put that emphasis into education across the world, again, I'm going to say 46 countries and territories because you guys are worldwide, I think that's wonderful. I just want to say that. I think corporations that step up and do this, they're helping themselves and they're helping everybody else. And I just think it's great. That's my thing.
Thank
speech.
You, Larry.
Speak on that. Speak on that. Okay?
I agree.
Thought,
and I think we have a commitment to take all of the brains and knowledge and areas of expertise in our company and be able to share that with the public in ways like youth education so that we can, again, expand opportunity and access and equity, which I know your podcast focuses on for all.
Yeah.
And we're trying to do that globally now across different age groups, across different countries, different partners.
Yes.
And one of them, you know, of course, is our partnership with Discovery Education, which is allowing us to reach so many more
good
girls
buddies.
And educators around the U.S. and Canada.
Yeah, I'm glad you linked up with them, and they have a wonderful STEM Careers Coalition. Everybody can check all that. Just Google all that stuff over at Discovery. Everybody knows that because we do a lot of shows here. You're basically an HR person. Am I correct? Human resources. Could that
yes,
be good?
That's correct. I like to
I
say
can start
typically
there.
Corporate social responsibility. That's kind of a term, or social purpose. We really focus in on how can we take the talents of our employees you know, leverage them for social impact in our community. So that's how I like to describe it. But we're
that's
really
a better
focused
way.
On how are we partnering with our community partners and how are we, again, leveraging our employee skills and expertise to help the community.
So how are you developing – I'm rhetorically asking this. How are you developing talent – that's what we're talking about – for your future workforce? And how are you using your current workforce to teach people and give them the skills that they need to move forward? I just love it. I think it's just great. All right. How long has that MasterCard been doing this, Girls for Tech?
So we've been working on Girls for Tech for about 7 years. We never expected to see the success and reach that we are today. And, you know, I shouldn't be surprised because we have an amazing group of volunteers who have been so dedicated to this cause. And we continue as a group and a team, especially under our founder, who has really just eccentrically brought this program to life across the world with our team to make it broader and bigger and more accessible to all. But for us, when we started back 7 years ago, it was really about MasterCard was growing and growing as a global company. We were getting experience and dipping our toe in different areas of tech more so and more so every day as things evolved. And how can we bring our employees together who had this experience, these skill sets, to give back focused on youth education? Because as we know, there are so many studies around, you know, women are not as represented as males in the technology industry.
That's true.
And a lot of that has to do not necessarily with a skills gap. We know that that's not there. It's really around confidence. And we're seeing that at the middle school age. So it was just logical.
Did you say competence or confidence? Which
confidence.
One did you say? With an
confidence.
F. With an F. Or
confident,
a P.
Yes, with an F, correct.
With an F. Go. I like it.
So
to us,
it made sense. We had an opportunity to have our volunteers give back. We have a really robust volunteer program at MasterCard. We actually give employees off 5 days a year just to go out and volunteer. So we thought, why not connect that to what we do best and be able to really bring that essence into schools where we knew teachers were asking us about how can I teach more on these topics and get these students prepared and exposed to these career fields, like you said before.
Yeah, and that's great. It has to do a lot with confidence. And what you're doing is just great. How do you get the word out about Girls for Tech to schools, again, around the world?
Exactly. So we do it through a little bit of a hybrid approach. Some of it is through our partnerships like Discovery Education. You know, one of the reasons why we partner with Discovery Education is because they really have an arm into all of these schools. These educators know
the
Discovery brand, and we can rely on them for great content in supporting us to tell our story and continuing to, again, be able to lift resources like our career profiles, our video topic series, and bundle this so that educators really are able to take this learn from it and deploy it in their schools to benefit their students. So for us, it's really around partnerships, but also, you know, the local schools that we work with all are around our MasterCard offices, which are global. So it might be a connection from a volunteer. It might be a school heard from us, but there are no shortage of opportunities that come to us to partner, and it's really a great opportunity to get engaged in different ways.
And what is the program like? I mean, you have volunteers, okay, and I know they go out and they do stuff, but you must give them a curriculum or something, if I may, that allows that. What is the program like?
Absolutely. So we work with our technologists, our experts around MasterCard to really dive deep into what are the core curriculum topics that are, you know, the basis of what MasterCard does in payments. It's cryptology, it's fraud detection, it's data science, and how do we make it so that it is not only, you know, understandable, but also inspiring to girls around the world and something that every employee can teach, whether they have a STEM background or not, to be engaged in the program globally. Because, of course, we have many different expert backgrounds at MasterCard, even outside of STEM. So being able to work with our experts and really build out a curriculum that was exciting and inspiring and interactive, most importantly, for these students was core. And when we were able to do that, we were able to expose them to so many different topics, even outside of coding, that girls might not have the opportunity to even think about at the middle school age or high school age. And then from there, we were able to partner and bring it online digitally. How are we able to get into the classroom even further and scale this so that teachers have these resources to work with schools, parents have these resources? I think one of the biggest learnings, Larry, during COVID was there was not enough curriculum out there to provide parents and teachers with the kind of STEM topics and learnings that they needed. So within a matter of literally 3 days, we launched a site during COVID with our team, and we're able to get those resources and those learnings that came through our volunteer program out there for educators who were in need of curriculum to teach their students.
I think it's just wonderful. We're talking about grades. Well, I don't know. What grades are we talking about? We better ask that question.
So our program is targeted to girls ages 8 to 16 for all of the digital content learning and our program. So, again, we have buildable content depending on what age level and, you know, the core program and our advanced program. But really, we like to target that middle school and high school age group.
This is amazing. And I have to ask this, and this is a difficult question to ask, and I understand exactly where you're going here, and I do want gender equity in the tech fields. I'm going to state that right off the bat. Okay. How do they, in schools, how do they, and please understand the way I'm asking this, move the guy somewhere else? I'm thinking of the old gym class when I was in school. How do they move, how do they get to the girls in particular? Okay, which might be a stupid question. I don't mean it to sound as stupid as it is, but you know what I mean. Of course, we're trying to get more young ladies into this, and I get that, and I want that. Okay, but how do we make it clear to the educators, okay, that this is for girls, this is for young ladies? Go ahead.
You know,
that's possible to answer.
Oh, it is possible. You know, our educators have really jumped at the opportunity to be able to have a really concentrated session just with girls, allowing them this experience where they're able to explore together and be able to, again, engage in the program. You know, it is the same, as you said, in gym class. You know, you can, you're able to divide and conquer. And there are also topics that a lot of teachers want to have time with their boys in discussing as well. So it's finding that opportunity. I mean, typically what we'll do is if we're having an in-person program, let's say, we'll head into the schools, we'll take over a library, and we'll have the girls come in for, you know, a classroom session with us. Mm-hmm. And it's worked really, really well. It's created a very intimate space with those students. And, you know, we continually get asked back. So I think there's this want, this need to have more individualized programming in some essence. And I think that's where it's also helping us in driving this message. And educators know how important this is. The staff
is
out there.
It is. I agree.
And, you know, it is really top of mind right now.
Yeah, I hope I answered that question in a positive way because that's the way I meant it. Okay, and I loved your answer, where you said this is a great way to divide and conquer. There is a difference out there, okay? And the way you teach young ladies to be confident is to get them together, okay, and let them talk. And you talk to them and tell them about their challenges, et cetera, as young ladies. And it's different for them all over the world. And I think it's extremely positive what you're doing. I just hope I got that point across. Okay? And I
absolutely
love that you said divide and conquer, because that just kind of summed it up in a nutshell. And I hate to bring up that bad memory of separating the boys and girls for gym class back in the 1800s when I was in school. It was ridiculous. Okay, just don't even get me started on it. Okay, it's just crazy. I want to ask you this. Here in the U.S., we have one situation, but all over the world, women are treated a bit differently. Okay, and it depends on the country. Okay, and as you go, you're in, I think, 46 countries. There must be a difference, and you must have seen this and heard this, in the way we get women into the tech fields. Okay, I'm thinking, and for an example, a horrible example is Afghanistan right now, okay, where women have become second-class citizens again, all right? That's not good. That's not good for Afghanistan, in case they haven't figured that out yet, all right? And, you know, I'm concerned, how do you approach it culturally? Which I think is a fairly interesting question, Lauren. It's interesting.
It is, it is. And I would say the beautiful thing is, and we always say, and somewhat of a surprising thing, because I would, again, similarly think to you that every culture and every country, you might have a different experience, is that every single time we survey the girls and we bring them through the same exact content, the reactions and the engagement are the same. We keep on seeing the same you know, kind of experiences and the same energy, no matter where we're stewarding the program, with teachers, with educators. And it's just really exciting. And I think one of the key areas is we work with our local markets to deploy the curriculum. And I think that's really important. So while we're going through the translations, while we're going through, you know, what needs to be fashioned to actually to deploy a program like this, we're working with our local organizations to advise and make sure that it is the right opportune organization to support these girls. But it is the same curriculum, and we're seeing the same results no matter where we go, the same reactions. And I think that's part of the secret sauce.
Boy, that is the secret sauce, okay? And I was just going to ask that, what's the feedback? And I'm going to only ask you the immediate feedback. People must be, the young ladies and their parents must be very appreciative of this, okay? I can't imagine they wouldn't be. What's the long-term and short-term feedback you're hearing? I think it's wonderful. Well, I bet this is going to be a good answer. Go ahead.
It's a great question. So I think one of the biggest things about Girls for Tech, which I love, is we don't focus on the STEM subject. We also focus on the skills that are needed in the technology field and how diverse those skill sets are. It's, you know, we like to think to get into STEM, you have to be mathematical geniuses and you have to be, you know, scientific experts. But there's so many skills that are attributes of what I just said. You need to be curious. You need to be problem solvers. You have to be analytical. You have to be friendly. You have to just be able to work with people to solve really challenging problems around the world. And I think once you get into that headspace of these are the diverse group of skills needed to get into the STEM field, all of a sudden the world opens for these girls and they realize that they can see themselves in it because they are artistic, they are creative, they are curious, they're analytical. And when they can connect something that they know they are to something that they are being told they could pursue, it makes them feel as if it's possible. And just being able to bring them into the fold is huge in that way. So we like to personalize it, get to know the girls. And then from that there, when they've identified those skills, see what other skills have come out after they've engaged in the program and kind of debrief on that so that they can reflect. And really think about, okay, maybe this is an opportunity for me. And then we talk to them about, okay, what are the next steps to continue to pursue this? What classes do you have to take? You know, where can you go for more resources? And extending that to them is really critical.
It really is. And you know, you open their eyes. I mean, a lot of the kids don't even know that the opportunity exists.
Right.
All right? And when we present this, we open their eyes, and they're just – they're astounded, and a lot of kids just don't see them or people like themselves in these careers. And to open up that world to them, okay, it's just beautiful. It's just a beautiful thing. Gender-wise, racial-wise, nationally-wise, however the case may be, it's just beautiful, absolutely, to see this. I always love to ask this, okay, anecdotally, tell us some of your favorite stories out of this, the success stories. Anecdotally, just have fun.
Absolutely. So we have one one student, Beatrice, who I love to talk about. She came to our Girls for Tech program in our New York office, which is based, our headquarters is actually based in Westchester, kicking and screaming. She did not want to come to the STEM program. Her mom signed her up. She was not interested. And sure enough, she got engaged and she really took to the program. And this was in middle school, so much so that it ended up being the reason why she applied to study. She's ROTC at UPenn for cryptological warfare, which is quite an interesting study. But, you know, again, going back to cybersecurity and cryptology, the need for women in that space is extraordinary. So the fact that she was driven to actually pursue that and build on it was huge. And she's actually interned with us. She's come back twice. She's continuing to, you know, pursue her industry. And we're looking forward to her joining us as a full-time employee in the future.
Exactly. I was going to say hire her today.
Yeah, and that's just one story around the world. And, and that's the exciting part. And we're seeing more of these pop up, too, because, you know, as girls, we've been working on this program and investing in this program for 7 years now. You know, the girls that have first came through the middle school program are now starting to finally graduate college. So there's this opportunity to now have them come back. And they are reaching out. So when they do apply for an internship or a college hire experience with us, we know they came through the program. And it's so great to see this extension. And we hope to continue to foster these connections so that we can bring them here, but also help them find careers at other companies if that's what they
Absolutely. Just great. And you've been doing this for 7 years, but the last 2 years have been pandemic years. Okay. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that has been virtual learning. All right, and actually, that's a good question. Is all of this virtual, or is it normally face-to-face? And what's happened during the pandemic years?
So it's both now, and we have had such scalability, making sure that we're focusing and doubling down on digital right now, because there's such a need. I mean, we need to be able to reach more students. We need to be able to get students and teachers more access, as well as parents. And that's really, again, where our discovery education resource has come in partnership.
They're pretty good. They're pretty good. Yeah.
They're amazing. And, you know, we've been able to bring the voices of our women through our video topic series and dive into core subjects that are educating girls around the world. We've been able to deploy our program in countries we never thought of because we've been able to do that digitally and reach girls who really wouldn't have had access to, even in countries where we might not have a physical office. Because of digital, we're able to create a connection with nonprofits, with education partners, and still teach and get into schools, which I think is, you know, something that was beautiful that came out of the realignment that COVID gave to us, was thinking differently about how we were able to provide access.
Well, it's really amazing. And I have to ask this as a more personal question. When you look at this, you direct this thing, all right? You've got to be pretty proud of yourself, Lauren. I tell you, this is just great. What's your thoughts on it? Just you.
Oh, I appreciate it. I mean, it's really been a privilege to say this is my job, is something that I pinch myself every day, and I know our team does too. But, you know, we're so driven by, again, like you said, the feedback that we're getting on the program. We continue to build. We never thought we would be reaching, you know, over the millions. And, you know, there's still more to reach. And we're still working on this. We want to get more women in STEM. And it's a long-term investment at the end of the day. So the fact that I get to be a part of it is outstanding.
It is, but in the end, you're not only going to help every one of these girls that you're working with, okay? You're going to help your company as well, okay? And it's going to become not that it isn't now, but it's going to become an even more diverse workplace, okay, where people can grow and prosper and all that. And I think that's incredibly good, okay, of companies to, like yours, like MasterCard, to go and do this, I mean, it's to me, it's a natural thing, and you should be very, very, very proud of what you're doing. Thank you for being here. This is just great stuff. Do you want to do the pitch? Go ahead. You tell everybody. Girls for Tech, just Google it. What do you want to tell them? Finish it up.
Great.
Go for it.
Thank you, Larry. It's been my pleasure. And if you're interested in learning more and getting access to our resources, you can go to girlsfortech.com. as well as girlsfortech.discoveryed.com, where you'll be able to get information on everything from cybersecurity, data science, AI for social good. There's so many interesting STEM topics and bundles for teachers, bundles for parents, and interactive lessons that are really easy to deploy with students around the world, no matter where you are.
It's just wonderful. In this age of virtual education, I can't suggest anything more powerful than this. And that Girls for Tech, it has the number 4 right in the center there, right? It's always the number 4. That's great. Lauren, thank you. This was just great. It's nice to know you. It's wonderful. You're doing a great job.
Larry, thank you so much for having us. We're excited, and I look forward to having more students engage.
And maybe we can do more. We can put some of these kids on with us and some of the teachers and talk about it. It's really great stuff. Okay.
Thank you, Lauren.
I love that too. Okay. So we'll be in touch. And thank you so much. Okay. Have a good day. Okay. Be safe. You're welcome. Lauren Odaluk, everybody, I love this, Director of Talent and Community Engagement at MasterCard. Okay. Give them a big plug. And they work for my good friends with the STEM Careers Coalition over at Discovery Ed. All right, great stuff. Just great. And I am such a firm believer that corporations like this have to step up. It's tough times out there for education. One of our goals is to get these kids into great jobs, have success, and this is the way we do it. I think it's just wonderful. All right, and we'll archive at ace-ed.org. So please go over and check out everything we do over there and also at seltoday.org. I'm Larry Jacobs. Thanks for listening.